This call is being recorded.
And now, with that same loving care and kindness, let it gather again in your chest and release it upwards to Father Sky. Now, just so you know, there is not a shaman on the planet who doesn't precede some miraculous operation with this prayer. And it's unity prayer. And that prayer is important because on a practical level, we're unifying the forces of nature all within us. And in doing so, we're ready to practice some sort of operation. Now, I think I'll mention before we go on any further, for those who are brand new to us, the website is thesuperbeings.net. And that's just like it sounds, thesuperbeings, all one word, .net. I will let this gather because it's gathering. I'm sure many of you can feel it. Many of you, like I am right now, your body is heating up. Now, in terms of healing, feel perfectly free to think about what you would like to have happen in terms of healing. But know that it's well possible you might not be in touch with the truth of what is needed in that circumstance. And so no matter what you think, this healing is actually going to give you what you need, and nothing more and nothing less than that. Now, it could be that it is going to be a process of simply opening the doors and clearing the way to heal whatever condition that you're presently learning from, because that is, in fact, what all conditions are about. Well, that's not quite true. Some of them are actually there literally to keep we super beings in our bodies so that we just don't leave them and go willy-nilly wherever we want. And so you can have that in your mind. But what we're going to do with this is first say, I accept, or think it, and be open to it. And then all we are going to think and or say right now is that my desire is to heal all else, to heal everybody else, with no thought of yourself. So open yourself up and let that flow in that way. as many of you, I'm sure, are already aware, thinking completely selflessly is 1,000 times as powerful as thinking selfishly. Thinking selfishly is thinking, I need the healing. And that isn't even necessarily true. But if healing is needed, it will happen. And it will happen powerfully and beautifully and in balance. Okay. Let's take a little visual journey here. And the visualization itself is, in fact, the astral level reality. That's why it works, and that's why it's true. In fact, it's truer than third density Earth. And for those who haven't been with us on these voyages, they really are beautiful. And so what we have is what, well, we used to travel around what we call a solar bark, and then there came a necessity to travel in a different sort of device. And so if you can just picture this almost like a marble wharf and parked right at the bottom of the steps of this marble wharf is a translucent rainbow bubble. And inside that bubble is a pyramid. And that pyramid is constructed of nothing but pyramids. And so obviously there are going to be some upside down pyramids within that structure in order to fill the V-shaped spaces. And that's okay because that's how it needs to be. And so we will all assume a position within this pyramid. And so just sort of, get down there on that dock and look around a little bit and see which spot in that pyramid looks like yours and go ahead and get in there. Color of it, by the way, and I, whatever color you see is true because that's the beauty of the thought realms is that they respond to your own thoughts. The color that I see is just sort of a dark copper, and it's really beautiful. So it's a copper and sort of shining brown here and there. And so if everybody is seated. We'll be preparing for takeoff in just a moment. If there were seat belts, I don't even think I would ask you to wear them. All right, and off we go. We'll begin our voyage. And it won't take long at all because space is not defined by distance, means we don't really have to cover linear space so much as we have to allow ourselves to be cleansed while en route. The reason we need to do this is because, like it or not, being on and in Earth, we are a contaminant, and it doesn't matter how clean you are. It just doesn't. If you were so clean you didn't need to be contaminated, you wouldn't be here and even visible. And that cleansing process, by the way, is something that you can sort of, let's say, give a boost to it and accelerate it simply by saying, "Yeah, please go ahead, cleanse me, prepare me for what we need to do." we are moving through space, and if you look around, you'll see that we are in fact, and it probably looks a little bit different than if you walked out on your porch and looked up at the sky. It's because it's a different reality that functions somewhat as a superstructure for what we term third density reality. In Europa, a white and sort of yellowish orangish in some places ball is in the not too distant view. And as we draw nearer it, it draws nearer us. That's how it works. In realms that are not third density, such as this one, and this one really works that way too, if anything is heading towards something, that means that whatever that is also heading towards it. It's not, there isn't anything stationary. And since it's thought, it's in effect forming anyway, spontaneously upon the issuance of your own thought. Okay, in our bubble, it appears we will have to ask to have it moved around to be between Europa and Jupiter. And in the meantime, we'll position ourselves directly above the surface right now and disembark and allow your thought self to descend right through the icy surface of Europa. Obviously, this moon is one that is very cold in third density, but in the condition we find it in the thought realm we are at present communing with it in, it is very crisp, and there's no temperature to it at all. I guess you could just say it just feels like isness. There's an aquamarine hue to it, and if you allow it to, it really will interpenetrate your astral bodies and do a beautiful cleansing job of it. Whenever you're ready, just think yourself to the bubble. This is something we left here months and months ago. And this time, I think what we should do is just throw a whole bunch of pillows down inside of it and just array ourselves on those pillows right here with Jupiter, which is so close that if you were there with your third density senses, it would be like looking at let's say a 200-foot wide building, with your face almost against it. And we'll just be quiet here together for a few minutes while everybody finishes up with this astral bath and thinks themselves into the pillows. Now, with third density senses, we all know what Jupiter looks like, and therefore it'd be an overlay of that impression upon what we know from our senses simply because we have looked at photographs. And so that is a di digital image essentially that we're not going to be able to clear away. But if you, for instance, just allow your mind to go blank and just visualize Jupiter in your mind, and then take a squeegee and squeegee the image as you know it away, leaving nothing but a circle, and allow it to fill itself in. You don't do any of the thinking or imagining. You're letting true imagination of a larger mind show you what it looks like. And this, by the way, is exactly what our ABS training does. Then you can go ahead and use your higher senses to tune into this fantastic being, observing it in its truer form. Now, it's good to note that Jupiter, we have a member who pointed out to me after the last time we made this trip that Jupiter is a, in Hindu, I think it was one of the dialects at least, the word for Jupiter means guru. And I thought that was so stunning because when we were out here before on the first time we came out, the minute we opened up to it, I had teachers in my face, and that's literally what opened up into everything that we decided we needed to do with mastery with the super beings. But truly, we've just begun. We haven't even really hit square one with the super beings. And so great and fantastic things are coming for us. And so at this point, all we have to do, again, as a group here, we all love each other. We're all friends. We're all very close. And we're in the pillows in the bubble, sitting in front of the Jovian giant, which happens to be the guru of the solar system. And so now, in communion, in honor, honor is felt at the solar plex. Go to your solar plex and allow honor to flow forth. That honor will connect you to the intelligence of this planet on whatever level you're ready for. And open up, be receptive, say, I accept. And the planet and the beings that are here with us will flow to you what you are here to absorb. Do that. Ready? 3, 2, 1, now. And here it comes. I'm gonna mute myself. This feels pretty good. This is so amazing and so filled with promise and potential that I think I'll finish up the talking part of this whole trip and just say for those new to us again, this is the superbeings.net. And I think we'll just let everybody hang here as long as you like. Our transport's already gone. We'll be leaving this bubble anyway. And so once you are finished, then the body that you're using for all of this will also just dissipate. So we won't be leaving any sort of a mess out here with our bodies and so forth. So I'll just leave it at that, and let's just hang as long as you like. Let's do it that way tonight. And next week, I think since Jupiter and Venus really are lining up, I think we'll probably have to go out to Venus next week. And then the week after that, I think we're looking at a major surprise. So enjoy, and thank you, and I love you. Good night, and have fun.